Hello everyone, this is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR 2 Leadership Call number 49 on the 3rd of June 2019 at 1730 UTC. The leaders joining us today are Lauren, Russ, and Denise. From ICANN.org, we have Jennifer, Nagar, Larissa, Sharla, Steve, and Brenda. And Eric declined the invite for today's meeting. The call today is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record and kindly mute your audio when not speaking. And I'll turn the call over to Russ. Thank you.
Hi. So I asked that an action or an item be added to the agenda to tell us what's going on with the decorator, because we were surprised to receive the message about the dismissal without ever having any coordination about that. I don't know who on your side can talk to that.
Russ, hi. Hi, everybody. This is Larissa. So let me recap the situation. Happy to discuss further. So after the Brussels meeting, we understood some very specific ideas that the review team had about the scheduling that would be required of the technical writer. So based on that, we reached out to Angie to confirm her ongoing availability and ability to deliver on those expectations, because it was a more expedited schedule rather than hours spread over the course of the 6 months, which was all discussed originally. Based on what Angie conveyed to us, which is what I expressed in the email that was sent to you, she was not willing to proceed under the originally agreed upon terms, and she was looking for a level of predictability in the schedule would not be feasible. So that was what happened, and that was the reason why we decided that it would be best to find another resource that would be available and able to meet the flexibility and the demands of the review team.
Well, that doesn't jive with the things that she said to us in the room in Brussels, so I'm really confused about that. And she said she had to reach out to some other things and make sure that the time was there, and then she sent us a note that said she'd been able to do that. So I'm very confused with what you're saying, and even then, taking such a terminating action without talking to us is quite disturbing from where I sit.
So thanks, Russ. I can't speak for what was discussed in the Brussels meeting and discussed in the room, or what Angie would have conveyed directly to you, you know, if we weren't in the loop on that. But what I can assure you is that in addition to myself, there were several other people that reached out to Angie to make sure that we had commitment and confirmation of her being able to meet what we spelled out. And it was in that process that when in her conversations with our human resources, which was based on the details that were spelled out, she communicated that she needed to have the terms of the original agreement changed, and that she required specifics and confirmation and specificity week by week in hours that we simply cannot guarantee, given the flexibility that's required by the review team to make sure that the work progresses based on your needs, not on a set schedule.
Larissa, this is Denise Michelle. So what you're describing seems to me like a discussion point with the chairs and the technical writer and the staff. Why was this not put on our chair's agenda? We talk every week and discuss instead of unilaterally firing her. Can you give us a little insight into your thinking on that?
Sure. Hi, Denise. Thank you for that question. You know, this is an HR matter, right? Angie is a temporary employee, and it's not about Angie. It's just the circumstance that we follow with any ICANN employee. It becomes an employment matter and an HR matter to make sure that the employee's hours, availability, and, you know, all the other terms of engagement, that's something that we typically discuss between HR, whoever manages the work of the employee, and the employee. So it is an HR matter.
So I think there are elements of this that seem to be a review team or review team chairs matter as well. The information that was provided to the chairs indicated that Angie is being paid substantially less than she was for comparable work over the last several years with ICANN, that she was engaged for up to more than 10 hours a week, which was not discussed with the chairs. And the demands of this job and where we are with this report requires substantially more work. So then the chair's understanding is that you then, while Angie was willing to do 10 hours a week at a substantially reduced rate, you then came back and asked her to work substantially more, replace her other clients with this work at a substantially reduced rate. I appreciate that some aspects are a personnel matter. There, however, are larger issues that go, that speak to the support that the review team requires from ICANN and from a technical writer, their abilities, the appropriateness of ICANN paying an acceptable wage for that work, and our ability to get the technical writer to work a substantial amount of hours to meet the review team's deadlines. There seems to be a disconnect with how staff is managing this on the staff side versus what the review team needs. So I think there are also issues involving the chairs that we've not been looped in on, and that are substantially negatively impacting the review team's ability to move forward with our work.
Thanks, Denise. So a couple of points that might be helpful to understand. The engagement with Angie was for a period of about 6 months, and it was on the average for that period of 6 months, it would be 10 to 15 hours a week. That was the average, with the understanding that the total hours would be whatever that multiplies out to be. So it was not that Angie was being asked to increase the hours substantially from the get-go. And again, this isn't just about Angie. We have similar conversations and similar temporary engagements that happen with others, right? So for support for review team, while we have to specify the number of months for the engagement, but we clearly make sure that people understand that the cadence of work will vary depending on the work and the scheduling that's required by the review team and the cadence of your work. So there was never an expectation that Angie would have to work more hours than was originally agreed upon. It was just moving the hours around within the 6 month period to meet your needs. So, and I don't know, you know, where the information came from, which that you just described, but that is not accurate. And certainly I'm not able to discuss level of compensation and rates. That's really would not be appropriate to discuss. And it shouldn't be a matter of that, because like I said, the hours were the same. It was just expedited or front loaded earlier on as compared to just a straight line over 6 months. I hope that makes sense.
So all of the chairs have all of the written email exchanges with the technical writer, with Angie and staff on this. So we are in part basing our understanding on the email exchanges between ICANN and the technical writer on this. Excuse me, I need to go on mute and get rid of another call. Sorry, hang on.
I'm also confused about the 10 to 15 hours. As soon as I heard about that, I wrote to you and told you that didn't match with the work plan that we had put together. So it may be the case that when a tech writer is brought on, when a review team is just starting up, that kind of average works. But at the stage of work we're at, just bringing a tech writer on, I don't see how that can match. And we certainly weren't consulted to tell you what we thought our needs were.
Russ, so again, when we engage people, it's with the for a temporary assignment, it's with the understanding that there would be flexibility to work 40 hours 1 week, 20 hours the next week, and some weeks it would be considerably less, right? So it's on average over the course of that period of time, that is roughly what is expected. So this is just to size the assignment. And I think that our expectation and what we had communicated is that on average, it would be that kind of an assignment over the course of 6 months with certain weeks requiring more hours than others. So, and I still believe that would be appropriate. So Angie agreed to these terms, to the hours over the course of the next 6 months, agreed to all the terms. But after the Brussels meeting, when you reached out to me with your questions, and I wanted to make sure that clear expectation was in line with what Angie was going to do, that is when we learned that she needed more predictability in the scheduling. We simply cannot predict over the course of the next 6 months, week by week, what the required hours would be.
I would agree with that. But I do think that we have had a real good idea between now and Brussels and coming out of Brussels. So between now and Marrakesh, and then coming out of Marrakesh for the first couple weeks. So we could have given her a month and a half to 2 months of pretty good estimates.
Exactly right. And that's exactly what we did. And that is when she communicated that she needed right now to know for the rest of the 6 months what it would be. So I completely agree with you with all the information that you shared with us and everything that we also see from doing just the general support. There is no disagreement at all. And that is what we provided to Angie. And all we wanted to do was to make sure that she understood and was comfortable with that, but she was not.
Well, I think, Louisa, part of the issue here is that well before Brussels, when she was first engaged, you asked for a commitment of at a substantially reduced price rate for 10 hours a week. If you had consulted with the chairs, looked at our work plan, I think we could have avoided this 10-hour a week cap that she seemed to have had from staff and addressed the amount of work that was needed over the time frame, commensurate with our work plans and where our draft report was. I think that should have been discussed with the chairs. And now if we're faced with Angie not being able to take a substantially reduced rate from ICANN for all of her income and for all of her work over the next month or so, then again, that's a conversation with the chairs, I would think, where we can help make the decision of whether we want to, whether she's worth engaging for, say, 10 hours a week if we want to continue with the current construct versus using her more. There's quite a bit of concern, I want to make sure you understand, on the part of all four, the chair and all three co-chairs, that there was very little, if any, communication about this with the chairs, with the review team, and a lot of unilateral staff action that is significantly and severely impacting the team's ability to move forward with our work.
I really don't think you can comprehend how demoralizing for the team this has been. We had a significant blow in terms of the way the board handled the CCT review, and it really hurt the morale on the team. We kind of got that all sorted out in Brussels, and people were looking forward to getting the job done, and were really engaged. And I've gotten numerous emails from team members that they're like, what the heck is going on? And I'm really, really demoralized here.
Russ, I certainly demoralizing or adding to the workload that the review team has, that you guys all have, was not at all the intention here. And we understand how much work there is to be done, and it was precisely to make for that reason, to make sure that you kind of support that you needed, that we wanted to make sure that Angie was able to give you the hours that you needed. And again, we contracted with her for an expectation of somewhere around 400 hours. And the terms were negotiated through HR and the staffing agency that we contract with for temporary employees. It was an arm's length transaction that was negotiated. Angie agreed to the rates, and everything was communicated at that stage. So we did not, it was not a situation where we changed something on our end. And to speak to the kind of support that you need, we really very clearly understand that this is disruptive. This was not at all what we expected or wanted to do. But at the same time, it's our responsibility to make sure that our temporary resources are there to support what needs to be done with the kind of flexibility that we would expect and need to ensure that they can deliver the work. So all I can tell you is we keenly understand the importance of this. This was not the way we planned for it to turn out, and we have we expect to be able to present another candidate to you next week and go forward.
So this is Lauren. I mean, I also have to say I'm extremely unhappy with this whole situation. Has massively impacted the team, both in terms of morals, but also in terms of just work getting done. And this is also after the whole process of finding someone in the first place took considerably longer and worked out very differently from what we were promised. So now I'm wondering, essentially,
deze oproep is onderbroken. Probeert u het later eens opnieuw. Cet appel est interrompu. Veuillez réessayer plus tard. This call is interrupted.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, I just got a message. The call is interrupted. I'm not sure up to when I was kind of you know, sending and being heard.
Massively disrupted, I think, was the last thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was extremely disruptive, right? And we had a very long process that was very different from what we were promised for finding someone in the first place. So, and now you're saying next week we'll have one new candidate, if I understood correctly, which is 2 weeks, even less than 2 weeks, before our next face-to-face meeting. And I'm just wondering, will we see this other person in Marrakesh? Because if not, you know, I don't know if it makes sense to even go, maybe. Like, you see, this is the problem. Like, what is the exact timeline you're anticipating here for us to have someone on board? And again, like, how will we have any choice in this matter on such a short timeline?
Thank you for that. This is Larissa. Originally, we presented two candidates to you, and you chose the one that ended up being Angie. We reached out to see if the other candidate was still available. That individual is no longer available. So we've started the process as soon as we became aware, which was on Friday. We started the process. We've had conversations with one candidate so far. And we're certainly looking diligently to see if we could provide you with more candidates than one. And we're happy to keep you up to date and let you know what's available, who's available, and share their credentials and their experiences with you the same way that we had in the past. So when you say you're not, the process didn't turn out the way you expected, I'm not sure what that means, and maybe you can help me out and help me understand what exactly turned out differently. But in terms of ensuring that someone is available in Marrakesh, that is our goal. But at the same time, we are working with a short time frame, and we'll keep you posted as to what's feasible and what choices and options we have available.
This is Denise. To help with your confusion about the point Lauren made about the process, we were not provided with two resumes. We were provided with one. We were provided with the technical writer the staff chose, which did not comport with the agreement that the team had with the staff on the process that would be followed. That is, that the staff would do initial screening using the team's criteria and provide the viable candidates to the chairs to select the writer. That was not done. We were provided with one resume. When we asked to see how the staff applied the criteria to all the resumes they received, only then did staff reach out to Angie Graves and talk to her about this job, and then add her resume to the other resume that you provided to the chairs. it looks bad, Larissa, that on top of that process and on top of the problems that the team has had going back almost 2 years with getting adequate staff support that's provided to other groups in ICANN, that the technical writer that we finally got after too long of a process that we were working with very well, that was providing the support the team needed at a very critical time in our work, was without discussion at all with the chair, was unilaterally fired. We're getting a very different set of facts from Angie about this, which is very concerning for the chairs and raises the issue of, and the question for us of, is there another path with Angie besides firing her that could address the concerns and the critical needs that the team has and whatever issues that staff have with Angie and issues that Angie has. And to circle back to another point that I'm not sure that staff really has taken on board, multiple members of this review team are questioning whether they will continue because staff unilaterally fired the technical writer we started working with. It is seen by multiple review team members as potentially the last straw. We cannot get the support we need to get a draft report in the Marrakesh timeframe and to move forward with this review that has already suffered from being suspended by the board. You may be faced with a situation of having caused this review team to just collapse. And I am sincerely concerned about that potential. So I would like to see if we can have collectively a conversation with Angie to see if another path besides firing her is an option here before we have to discuss and discuss with a larger team the prospect of starting from scratch with someone else, which I'm quite concerned is not a viable option in terms of the expertise and understanding of ICANN we need to bring this to closure in the next few weeks.
Thanks, Denise. So I'd like to go back to something that you said, because I appreciate you sharing information to help with my confusion. The facts as I understand them are a bit different than what you described. We presented two resumes to the review team to choose from. We did not unilaterally select a candidate. We presented two profiles, two candidates. And the selection was made from that, which I believe was in line with what the process outlined.
That's not accurate. We were on numerous calls. We asked status, and we kept being told there's only one candidate who's clearing. And then we pushed back and said, out of this, how can there only be one? Suddenly, we were given two resumes.
Well, at the time,
we're basing this on emails, by the way.
I'm sorry.
We're basing our understanding on not only the recorded conversations with staff every week, but also the emails we've received and the emails we've received from Angie.
Well, again, I cannot speak to whatever direct communication that Angie might be having with you that we were not included in. But in terms of when we presented candidates for your consideration, and I'm happy to take this offline and review those emails on the lists and the recordings. But when candidate-specific profiles were presented to you, I believe that I'm pretty certain that we presented two individuals and not one, because we understood the importance of you having more than one candidate to choose from. So we worked with all the candidates that we had available in our pipeline to make sure that you had more than one to choose from. And that's how we got to the two candidates. So there was no unilateral selection of one, but we presented two. When we had two available, we presented two and you chose between those. The engagement, this is an HR matter. I cannot really add anything more to it than I have so far. So like I said, we are working very diligently to make sure that you have the support that you need. And since so far, the technical writer has only invested pretty limited amount of time, it seems that this would be the right time to make sure that we have someone available that has the flexibility to do the work that you need for the duration of time.
I completely disagree with that assessment. As best I could tell, the best, if we had a new person starting today, they would not be up to speed till after the Marrakesh meeting, basically taking the Marrakesh meeting to redo the onboarding process for the technical writer that was done in Brussels. So at the minimum, we have lost a meeting cycle.
And at a maximum, the chairs are quite concerned that this appears to many team members that ICANN staff is not willing to provide the support needed and is not working with the team to bring our report to a successful conclusion. And given all the other things that have happened with this poor team, as Russ has told you and Lauren has told you, people are incredibly frustrated, demoralized, questioning whether, given this latest action, they want to continue with the team. We have a bit of a crisis here. And so as chairs trying to hold this team together, we don't feel like we're in a position to spend the next, first of all, we're not quite sure how, it's difficult to reassure team members just based on the conversation we're having right here. It does not instill us with confidence. And I think we need to circle back to my question about whether we can get on the phone with Angie, with HR, and see if there's another path to this so we can continue the work that we started with Angie. She didn't work perhaps a lot of hours, but she certainly did a lot of substantial work. And we don't have the time in our work plan to go through what on the staff side was quite a, lengthy, time-consuming process just to get Angie on board.
Thank you, Denise. So I can only reiterate that from the staff perspective, this is not at all what we had hoped for or wanted. We very much want to make sure that this review team doesn't have any more obstacles and working very hard to make sure that you are given the best support we possibly can. So the idea that somehow we're not here to support you, I definitely would like to refute that, because that is not the case. And everybody has worked very hard to make sure that the resources that you're asking for are made available. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
I don't think anyone said anything.
Okay. I agree, this is not at all ideal. It was not something that we anticipated. And it certainly wasn't something that we had planned on. So the best we can do is regroup and make sure that you have choices to be made of the technical writer as soon as possible. And that's what we're committed to do.
So Angie indicated to the chairs that she would that she was quite surprised by ICANN org's actions, and that she would still be willing to work with the review team. Given that, can we have a collective conversation about if there's some way to make all parties happy and reinstate her? Can we explore that?
So I'm happy to bring this up to HR and the staffing agency. I can't speak for how that would work. And that's something that I can certainly follow up on. But I just wanted to reiterate that when these candidates are engaged, while they're here to provide and take direction, provide support and take direction from the review team, and do the work that you direct them to do. The management of the process and the logistics of the engagement and the contract or the hiring process is something that ICANN org does and manages with the employees. So it's really hard for me to comment on whatever conversations Angie may have had directly with you.
So this is Lauren. I mean, just going back to Denise's question, which I understand is it possible to recontract in a suitable manner to avoid this whole problem? So I'm not getting a clear answer on that.
So Lauren, I'm a little bit confused by Angie's position and whatever she may have shared with you, because as I said to you, the terms were negotiated upfront based on an understanding of a certain number of hours, and that total number of hours in the terms had not changed. So I'm equally, I guess, confused about why this would be an opportunity to change what has already happened in good faith. And that part is something that I would need to consult with our HR on.
One thing I don't think you're grasping is the reaction of the members of the team. I think you're about to see a mass exodus from this team and really nasty letters to the board about why. I really, really, really implore you to fix this.
I understand. Let me have a conversation with HR and see how they would advise we move forward on this.
And this is Lauren again, and I'm aware that sharing information with HR matters involved is difficult. But to add to what Russ said, keep us in the loop as well as you can, please. As Russ says, this is a big problem, and we have a situation here. So if something happens, keep us informed as well as you can, as well as, you know, regulations and laws and so on permit, because otherwise we, as we have said many times, we are in a situation here where we need to act quickly, and this needs to be fixed, because otherwise it's gonna blow up.
Larissa, can you get back to us by close of business today after the result of your conversations with HR and your efforts to determine whether we can reopen discussions with Angie and see if there's a path forward with her?
Yes, absolutely. Whatever status I have by close of business today, I will drop a note to the chairs to let you guys know where we are and kind of what the expectations are.
Okay, thank you for that. Turning to the agenda for Thursday, it will be the same as the agenda for last Thursday. In terms of going through the recommendations, I will send a note to the team asking them to finish that. I really expect they will not. The amount of energy that has been lost over this issue, I can't even share. I don't even know what else to say.
I think as another agenda point, we definitely need the discussion of this very issue that has consumed the whole call. People need to be informed, and this needs to be talked through. Most likely it should be the first point on the agenda from my perspective. I doubt that any functional work can be undertaken before this has been discussed.
I'm sure you're absolutely correct. So tech writer status and then consensus of the recommendations. I'm quite frustrated. I'm sure everyone else is too. I'm going to hang up now.
Are we done?
I believe we are done because I think Russ is dropped. So I guess we're done.
We'll look for we'll look for staff email by the close of business today, Pacific. Thanks.
Yes. Thanks, exactly.
Everyone.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.